Yeah, what is going on, Nick's Anonymous family? Welcome back to another glorious episode of
Nick's Anonymous, my friends. And that's a nice t-shirt, by the way.
Good looking. You're going to get into that in a second. Episode
99.
Episode 99, baby. Shout out to the Nick's Anonymous family, as always. As Stevie said, this is a very nice shirt, and it's also today's sponsor. Nick's Anonymous finally has a sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. Clap it up, baby. Now, if you're wondering who the sponsor of this episode is, or for now on, Sunil Draws. Shout out to my boy Sunil Draws for the wonderful Jalen Brunson t-shirt. I'm gonna move the mic out the way so y'all can, like, Stevie, go ahead, describe it.
It's basically Jalen Brunson as if he were Wolverine, and it's a great looking shirt, man. And if you go to his website, he has a new one up. I'm actually gonna order that pretty soon, by the way, because I have a lot of hats that match it. He has one of Nightcrawler, and Nightcrawler is Emmanuel Quickly. It actually came out pretty dope. Shout out to him for that.
Yes, and the quality is very breathable. This is very comfortable. And the quality, you could definitely wash this. This is definitely not something that will fade away very easily. And to make matters even better, we have worked something out to give you, Nick's Anonymous family, the best bank for your buck. Yes, your best bank for your buck. We have a promo code, which you can find down in the description with all the social medias that Stevie will about to ramble off. The code, you're going to see it pop up on your screen, is Nick's Anon. Yes, Nick's Anon. That's K-N-I-C-K-S-A-N-O-N. Nick's Anonymous is too long, unfortunately. So it is Nick's Anon. And with that, you get 20% off your next purchase. So definitely go down. Links will be down in the description below. Definitely check it out. Again, Sunil Draws, thank you so much. We love it, man. I mean, listen, this is,
yeah,
this
dude,
is
what I'm hyped. We have a sponsor. Somebody saw us and said, hey, I like these guys, very much respected. And we saw his stuff and said, hey, I like your stuff. That's how things work, people.
Yeah, it's great. And I had to reach out, you know, and you know, great minds think alike. And yo, he turns out he's a big fan of the show. So shout out to Sunil Draws, man. Stevie, like I said, for all the newcomers out there, tell them where they could find all our social medias and, social medias.
Yeah. Obviously, you can find us on Instagram at Nick's Anonymous. We're pretty prominent there. Really active. You can find us on Twitter as well, Nick's Anonymous, K-N-I-C-K-Z Anonymous. It's spelled with a Z because our old account got hacked. We're not as active on Twitter as we are on Instagram, but we will show up there. We do post from time to time. So yeah, you can follow us there as well. Follow us on TikTok as well, Nick's Anonymous. Not as active on there as well as we are on Instagram, but we do post from time to time. So follow us there. Go to our website, nicksanonymous.com. You know, as he said, you see it on the bottom. Is it on the bottom? Yeah.
Yep.
And you can find us also on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker.
Yes, sir. We got you guys covered on all corners. You can hear us. You can see us. You can do whatever you want. We are the people's voice, Stevie.
And, of course, we are nothing without the people.
I feel like we're getting so much better at the intro. It's nice and fluent. So with that being said, we have a kind of awkward week of basketball when it comes to Knicks in round two, beautiful conference semifinals. For those of you who don't know, if you live on a rock, we're playing in the Miami Heat. We won game two, lost game three, and we're kind of just going to dive into both of these because they're definitely a tale of two different games, but at the same time, very similar. I'm going to get into why.
To an extent, you'd say that.
To an extent, yes. To an extent. Because in game two, there was one very important piece missing. Jimmy Butler. So going into game two, Jimmy Butler was injured due to that rolled ankle. There was a lot of talks about Jalen Brunson not playing that game, and I had made a video calling him a little. So shout out to Brunson on the show, you already know. I actually I made a video of calling him a little girl because they categorized his injury as a bruised ankle. I wasn't hearing any of that because Jimmy Butler wanted to play on a sprained ankle. All right, so bruise and sprain, Stevie, are two completely different things. And especially coming from the family we come from, if you have a bruised ankle, you go back out there and you enjoy your time. You put some dirt on it and you go back out there and you play. Am I wrong?
No, not at all.
Especially when it's game two, coming off a loss at home, and you know how important that is. You know, there's no way you can go down 2-0 in your own crib. You know what I mean? So this was definitely a crucial role, and we got a surprise. Julius Randle also made an appearance. I didn't think he was going to play on that sprained ankle, but boom. So I'm just glad to see everybody thought on the same page as to how important that game was. So the game started, Stevie. What were you looking for in the beginning? Like, what were you looking for specifically going into this game? And did they achieve that goal?
By the way, the final score to that game was 111-105, Knicks. I'll be honest, bro. I was happy we won. There were positives in that game. Like, RJ Barrett played a great game. He set the tone. Brunson showed up in the second half, did superstar things, you know. Gotta give credit where it's due. But overall, I wasn't impressed with this win. I kind of feel like without Jimmy Butler, while we were watching the game, I was telling you, you know, we should be blowing these guys out. To an extent, I really felt that way, but to an extent, I knew it would be a fight because at the end of the day, when you're a well-coached team, the Heat, like I said many times, are just like the Knicks. Anybody gets hurt, next man up, and you got to perform to the best of your abilities. And Spoelstra is the kind of guy that can bring the best out of the worst. So, you know,
and not only Spoelstra, their GM, their scouting team, their ability to find talent, because a lot of most of the Miami Heat are either undrafted or second round picks or late first round picks. They are not a team full of superstars.
Butler included.
Butler included. So, you know, this team is definitely on the next man up mentality. The Heat are where the Knicks want to be.
I agree. The coach is almost the same.
Yes. In terms of talent. The
same. They're a little more, I don't want to say tough, because I'm going to make it seem like we're not a tough team. But I'm going to say it. They're a little more tough than we are. I guess we have to develop.
It's not tough. I don't think it's toughness. I think it's work ethic. Work ethic and hustle. Because they get a lot of offensive rebounds, a lot of boards, and they get a lot of loose balls.
Well, we do too. We're one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league. But, you know, as far as the work ethic goes, I'll agree with you on that. Because, you know, unfortunately, we have guys that at times check out, and I'll get into that later when we talk about the second game. But as far as the first game, bro, I kind of feel like we had a hard time. Again, I knew it was going to be competitive, but we still had a difficult time against a team we should not have had a difficult time with. We should have at least beat these guys by 15 points, bro. I understand you're going to be competitive the way the Miami Heat are and their culture is. I understand. But at the end of the day, we had more talent than they did on the floor without Jimmy Butler. If we're different with Jimmy Butler. With Jimmy Butler, the Miami Heat had the best player in the series. You have to admit that. That's the facts. But without him, it should not have been this difficult. But that's just my opinion.
And that's an astute observation, Stevie. Because I'm going to piggy bank on that one 100%. First off, I would like to give my props up to RJ Barrett. Without him, you know, even though we did give Jalen Brunson, the player of the game, because he added a Mac.
I gotta add too. Randall showed up as well. He had a good game. He almost had a triple double. So I just want to throw that in there because you know, the second game we're not gonna be too warm with him. So
I just wanted to spit my props for RJ because RJ legit had 16 of the first 20, like 5 points of the first in the first quarter. How many points they scored? 23-25.
He had 24. Brunson had 30. Randall had 25. So our mid three showed up.
Yeah. No, but I want to emphasize Barrett because I know my dad's listening right now. I know he's crying real tears of joy that I'm doing this because for the longest I've been on RJ's ass. If you've watched the show, you know me and RJ have been on uneven ground.
Yeah, it's been shaky ground with RJ this season.
Yes. And who would have thought, man? We would even consider RJ to be the playoff of the player of the series for the Knicks. I would say.
I'd say he's the playoff MVP.
For
the whole playoffs.
Yeah, right.
He's been our best player because, bro, remember against the Cavs, every game his scoring output has gotten better, and against the Miami Heat, it hasn't been the same thing, but the level of play has been consistent. So he's our MVP.
Yes. What was the stat line again? He had 24 points.
For this game, he had 24, three rebounds, three assists on 8 of 17 shooting. Wow, 5 of 9 from 3.
Listen, we need more of that. That right there is the reason why we won that game. It's because of shooting. His shooting opened up the game for everybody else. Before Brunson was able to, because that's what we were waiting. That whole game was just waiting for Brunson to pop off because Barrett and Randall were doing their thing and keeping us in the game. It was Brunson who we needed to pull us through the stretch to get us to the promised land. So I commend Barrett because Barrett set the tone very early and, you know, it sparked the fire in Randall to help him because I'm sure Randall was like, yo, my rookie or, you know, not my rookie, my youngin is doing this for me and I got to help him. You know what I mean? Like, I can't just leave him all in, you know, and I'm sure Brunson saw the same, like, yo, my guys is doing work and I'm out here playing like dog water. And, you know, Brunson came out popping, did a little gas mask. I don't know what this is, the gas mask celebration. I was loving life. Me and my mom always called it a heart attack watching the game. Not even going to lie to you. It was very back and forth. But like you said, Stevie, I did not like the way we really, like, I enjoyed the win, like, because, like, we pulled it out. It was fucking amazing.
It wasn't all negative. There were positives. Another positive was Josh Hart. Shout out to him, bro. He saved our ass a few times.
Yeah, and I think the most positive was our shooting. Let me see if I can get
40% from three.
Overall?
Yeah, 16 of 40.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 40, yeah. Yeah, 40%. Yes. Yes, and 45% from the field. So, but this is good because this is what happens when you shoot against the zone. A zone is meant, like, imagine zoning Steph Curry. Imagine zoning Trae Young. You know, unfortunately, that's the problem with the Knicks. We don't have anybody that can shoot. So,
not on that level.
Not on that level.
We have shooters, but, like, they're not, like, I don't know, bro. The
game we're about to talk next is gonna show us we don't have anything. Like, we don't have any shooters whatsoever. Like,
yeah, like I couldn't finish that sentence. It's not that we don't have shooters, but
they're so inconsistent. How do you
finish
that?
Yeah. How do you finish that?
They're inconsistent as hell. They're just not seasoned. They're just kids, and I feel like we gotta remember that too in a way. As Knicks fans, like, because like I said, we're playing against a pro-am team right now. Miami is pretty much a legit YMCA team. So
you got to keep in mind, too, but they made the finals, what, two years ago? Something like that. So, yeah, they're still, like, and they still have the star who led them there. So, yeah, you know, they have Jimmy Butler. We don't.
So, yeah, so
it boils down to that, which is pretty much what the next game is about.
Yeah, pretty much. So, okay, listen. The biggest positives in that game was the mid-three showed up. Our defense, you know, held them even though, you know, we Randle did a stupid turnover at the end of the game where he stepped over the line.
Oh god, I forgot about that. Wow. Luckily that didn't cause this.
Yeah, bro. He, you know, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of jitters going around, and but you know, fortunately we came through, clutched up a big one at home. Garden was rocking, I was rocking. And I was hyped, man. I'm not gonna lie, I had the blood pumping. But Stevie, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, and I called you and I told you this, and I haven't said this in quite some time. But I told you, yo, I got that Nick feeling. I told you.
But you had it in the winning game though.
So yeah,
the next game.
No. Yeah. So my Spidey senses was off. I sensed it somewhere. I just didn't know where. And it was definitely the second game we're about to get into, game three. Oh my god. Dude, there was not a single whiff of victory in my mind throughout that entire game. They cut it through to like 8, I think, and that was it. I mean,
yo, there was one part in the game that upset me so much, bro. I don't remember what quarter it was. It was either the second or the third quarter. But we were making a run. We had got within 11. And what did we do? Take a wild guess what we did.
Take threes?
Yes.
Shot an abundant amount of threes. What did we finish with? Like 6 of 70?
Final score 105-86 Miami Heat, by the way. 8 of 40, 20%. They were no better, though. They were 7 of 32. But, you know.
But this is what happens when we didn't play our style of basketball. That 8 of 40 is not 8 of 40 is not our style of basketball. I've been preaching this, man.
Yeah, we got to play our ball. We didn't play our ball this game. We tried to catch
up. But here's the problem. Okay, but I'm not going to blame it all on our ball, because our ball is being X'd out by the valuable efforts of not only the players, but coaching staff. The coaching staff is fully aware that the New York Knicks cannot shoot the basketball. So what are they doing? They are forcing us not to play our ball. So it is up to Coach Tibbs to figure out a game plan to break a zone, because there is a way to break the zone, and they have shown lives about it, especially in the second, the game we just talked about, in the winning game. They pretty much forced the issue. We pretty much overpowered them in the paint, and pretty much what we did to them, they did right back to us, because they were dominating us in the paint in this game. They were getting there at will. Nobody was making them change their direction. Jimmy Butler was just slashing right to the free throw line. And a little baby jump shot. I mean, yo, that was like barbecue.
He was being
chicken.
Playoff Jimmy.
Barbecue, but like we weren't making it hard for him at all. Like, you know, like we weren't making him change directions. We didn't make him do multiple combo dribbles. We just let him go one hand.
He cooked, bro. He cooked. There's no other way to put it. He had 28 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, 9 of 21.
What else? I saw quickly take a shot from the fucking half court line. I was like, oh my god, dude.
Why, yeah.
Bro, no one was even down the court. He just, I thought time was running out. And it was like 12 minutes, it was like 10 minutes left in the quarter. And he just came down and just, boom. You know, like, what the fuck? What are you doing quickly? What's going on, bro? You know, it just looked, listen, it just, this
wasn't
game,
good, bro.
I'm gonna pass it on to you, bro, for a sec. I gotta vent, I gotta let it out. Because it was so disappointing, because I had stuff planned for that day, bro. And I canceled it all for that Knicks game. And I was tight. I was so mad. Dude, it was such a nice day. 3:30 game. I had so much shit to do that day. But no, I want to sit down, watch my Knicks play. And oh my god, dude. We weren't even playing. We were just doing. We were just existing.
We showed up. We just clocked in.
We were just existing. I mean, listen, no, it was no
we
offense.
We were just existing.
No offense, no.
Yeah, that's funny. We were just existing.
No defense, dude. It was. Listen, I feel this in my chest, Stevie, and I think you do too. If Jimmy Butler plays that game too, this is a 3-0 series right now.
I'm 50-50 on that, because we have beaten. It's not like we have never beaten them with Jimmy Butler. So,
but for some reason,
I won't totally dismiss that, but I won't totally agree.
This is not Jimmy Butler, Stevie. This is Jimmy Buckets. This is
playoff. This is playoff Jimmy.
Yeah, this is not regular season Jimmy, bro. This is not. The scary thing about Jimmy is that I can feel from his body that he does not want to lose. He will not lose. He's not going to lose. He is not going to lose. And that pure determination spreads to everybody else. He's the type of player that makes not only himself, but everybody around him better by forcing them to work hard. That's why I didn't really like the way the media was turning the whole thing he did with the Timberwolves. Because he was doing some Michael Jordan shit to them. He was like, yo, I'm gonna cook y'all to show you how whack you are so you can get better.
Oh, when he beat the starters with the practice players.
Yes.
That was one of the most G things I ever heard in my life.
Yes, the media tried to make it seem like he was a bad guy, this, that, and that. I'm like, yo, dude, he is a guy, he's like Jordan. He's a workhorse. If I'm doing this,
He wants the best out of you.
Yes.
I agree. I like that.
I know this is a Knicks podcast, and I know we're giving a lot of props to Jimmy Butler, but dude, this is what we're playing against. We got to understand that, and it's showing that.
Know thine enemy.
Yeah, and we're knowing thine enemy, all right? That wave he gave at game two, he meant it.
he did some Kobe shit to us with that. That's some shit Kobe would have did.
He meant it. And I'm not going to lie, I don't mean to shout out your brother, but he did see him. He was like... He's going to tell me no, but I know exactly what he said. He was like, the media is trying to twist it that Jimmy Butler's not worried and that he was waving just to troll us to, like, you know, like he got it in the bag. And he was like, I think he's just nervous and scared. I was like, yeah, I don't think he's scared, bro. Scared of what? Who's he scared? Grimes? What, 10, 5, 5 point? What is Grimes averaging?
Oh man, I need more from you, Quentin Grimes, because you're very capable, my guy.
What is he scared of?
Quentin Grimes, first of all, in this game, how much did Quentin Grimes have this game? He actually had 8 points. He had a decent game off the bench, 3 of 7. Again, his problem is he's not aggressive. But then again, like, he doesn't have the ball enough to be aggressive, so you really can't blame that on him. But at the same time, I still need more because he's only averaging 5 points, a rebound, and get this. Here's what I'm tight at. This is unacceptable. No assists this whole series.
You know what's crazy, dude?
That's unacceptable, bro. I'm sorry. That is unacceptable.
Yeah. You know what's even crazier? I think, even though I'm talking down on, like, not really talking down, I'm just talking about what I see. You know, like, despite all the bad things that's going on within the series, I still think we're the better team. Because, like you said, we have the division win on them. Like, it's what, 3-1, right? Like, you know what I mean? So we've beaten them before. There's a lot of things that, you know, a lot of guys aren't stepping up, you know, and that's the main difference in this whole series is who's going to step up and who's not. And Miami's answering the call and the Knicks are letting it ring. So, you know, and this guy specifically, you know, he's
been good. You know, he's been good, not great this series. So he has to get back to being Jalen Brunson. He has to get back to being the Jalen Brunson we know.
Yes. And
he was him in game two. He took over in the second half.
It was him
in game
two.
Need that Jalen Brunson.
So, okay, we're going to do something. So did you actually, matter of fact, we didn't get your take on the third game. What, I vented off my frustration. Stevie, what did you guys say about game three?
In all honesty, there's nothing to say, bro. Like, they had control the whole game. It was noticeable. Like, it was like you said, we just existed. It was like when I go to work and don't feel like doing work. I clock in, I sit there. A lot of the Knicks clocked in and sat there. Specifically, Julius Randle, bro. I had to call him out on this one, bro. Because I defend you a lot. Big shout out to Julius Randle. I like you. I'm a fan of yours. But I got to call you out here, bro. And tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm bugging. Tell me if you didn't see this. How many times did you see that the Knicks would be running down the court when somebody gets a rebound, whether it be Randle or somebody else, and everybody else running, and you see Julius just casually walking?
Dude, there was
he's the weird part, though. He did it on offense and defense a few times. And I can't front. My brother Eddie pointed it out too. He's like, yo, you think he checked out? I was like, nah, I don't think he checked out. but I kind of see what you see. And he's been lax on a lot of plays this game.
Bro, there was a possession where some dude was on a fast break and he ripped right past Randall. And Randall didn't even like turn his body or anything. He just like...
Bro, it happened a few... That happened a few times.
He just watched them go right by him.
That happened a few times, bro. Again, I'm not accusing him of checking out.
I didn't check out.
But you was lax on a lot of plays, bro. And you was star.
You checked in and out. You didn't check out. You checked in and out. You were lagging. Exactly. Like, you were lagging. Like
you was in, you was out. You was in, you was out. Maybe you, because you know how Randall is. He's probably going through something. When he's going through something, he takes with him on the court for some reason. At least that's what it seems like to me.
I think he's overstressing. Because if you look at his playoff numbers, like what is he averaging this series? Like,
woo.
Jesus.
Okay, so real quick. So
before his numbers don't look too bad. They're down as far as scoring goes. He's averaging 16, 10, and 5 assists. But here's the downer. He's shooting 38% overall. And whew, this is terrible.
17. I'm going to say for the third time. 17% from 3. That's for this series.
That's so down bad. Dude, it's Miami, man. No jokes. We get no everything. If you look at, I'm not gonna get into it. Listen, okay. First thing,
go ahead, bro. Get into it.
No. All right. So we'll do it.
If you're gonna be profane, try to cut down on the profanity.
If you can't,
it is necessary. Go right ahead.
We're gonna switch the topics because we're gonna do one topic first, but we'll switch it. We'll do the other ones around. So let's get into this topic. Is it over? Is this series over?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's not looking good. I'll keep it very real with you. Because, again, we didn't look this week. We didn't look good in the win. We looked terrible in the loss. But usually, in these, historically speaking, when the Knicks play the Heat in the series and it seems like somebody's down and out, something happens to take momentum. And I don't know if you know, but quickly got hurt. And I'm trying to find his status now. I'm not sure if he's going to play the next game. And I say that to say this. That only means we got two guys on the bench who's going to possibly get extra minutes.
Deuce and Fournier, let's go.
Oh, no, no. Not even Fournier. Deuce and D. Rose.
Ooh. D. Rose. Whoa.
Maybe now's the time to unleash the secret weapon.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Maybe Deuce and D. Rose on the court at the same time.
Maybe. I mean, what do you got to lose? You know what I mean? Like,
especially with Quickly potentially out. I'm trying to find that status right now. I apologize, guys. I should have had it ready.
No problemo, Stevie. You know how we do, man.
Yeah, but nah, I don't think it's over, bro. Like, are we still the same rivalry that we are from the 90s? Obviously not. But again, this is the playoffs. You can't count. I'm not counting us out personally. Again, doesn't look good, but it's not over.
Okay. I like your optimism, Stevie. I like your energy. Yeah, I'm going to have to say it's over.
You think it's over?
I think it's over. I think it's done. I think I've seen what needed to be seen. I just don't think we want it as... I don't feel like we want it as bad as they do. I don't feel that energy. Yeah, we're putting up... I'll say we're putting up a fight. I'm not saying we're not going out. Because overall, the Knicks... W season overall. Because Vegas had us at God, playing pretty much. We made it to the fifth seed. We made it to the second round.
Oh, yeah, definitely a W. I don't care what nobody says.
So, no matter what me and Stevie say moving forward, or no matter what anybody says, W season overall. Universally, everybody should see this season as a big, fat W. Because we definitely over succeeded, right? Is that?
Overachieved.
So, keep that in mind. I think the season's over. I think we're getting out-hustled. I think we're getting out-coached. Spoelstrom is...
I can't argue with that, bro, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think we're getting out-coached. Spoelstrom is just completely playing chess with Tibbs' brain. We can't break the zone, dude. I mean, that same old zone offense that he's got going, that the listen, Tibbs, you have, I'm not in the fire. Listen, let's not get on the fire wave. Let's not do that. Okay, this is not where I'm going with this. It's just, unfortunately, he's doing bad.
He is. I'm a Tibbs lover. He is doing bad.
The offense that he has, where the three guys just do the motion, they just give each other the ball on top of the key and they move around. There's no penetration. There's like, the game we won is the game we did everything right. I heart flashing to the free throw line, giving him the ball, let him play make because he's a good playmaker. Flash screen high, screen for quickly, off screen. So coach's game is very inconsistent. Now that could be Spolstrom changing up the game on Tibbs and Tibbs forcing to adjust. So I think the biggest thing is coach and talent. I think, like I said, I think the Knicks are where the Miami Heat want to be now. I think the Heat are ready to go for another round in the finals or conference finals. We are still progressing. And I think we're going to learn that lesson this series, which there's nothing wrong with that, because at least we can now say we're a second round team. You know, for the longest, people were bullying us saying, when will you ever get back in the playoffs, period. Not only did we get back in the playoffs, we got to the second round.
It can only go up from here.
So, listen, I'm not saying we have terrible guys or anything. Listen, if, like Stevie said, this game, it's over, but it's not over. It's over due to the fact that even with the win, because the way we won, we just talked about it, the way we won, all they were doing was missing Jimmy Butler. That's what it looked like. That's literally what it looked like. All it looked like was they were missing that piece. And the moment that piece came back, this happened. So, there's no coincidence there. So, I think our number has been matched respectfully, honorably and respectfully.
You think we only win one game?
Yeah.
Oh, 4-1?
I think maybe 2, maybe 4-2. All
right.
I think we lose this one and then win the one in the Garden instead of the other way around.
I still think we have a shot.
Listen, but look at the bright side. Like I just said, take what I said into consideration. I did just say we overachieved. So that means the Knicks are banking on miracles right now. So this series could be that miracle. You know, we could be watching the greatest comeback in NBA history or something. Who knows? You know, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. Or no, it was the Warriors, right? Or was it the...
Yeah, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead.
Yeah, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. So... I'm not saying, listen, unfortunately, the Knicks are not the Warriors, though. That's the problem. We have a bunch of young, inconsistent players. So I think overall, it's a good experience for everybody on the team. Moving forward, I think we should just look at what we are missing, because we already know what we have.
Shooting.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, I didn't have to say much, bro.
Length and shooting. That's our biggest need, I personally think. Length and shooting.
Length and shooting, and I agree. I think Brunson just gets shot over way too many times. It's very annoying. The Miami Heat are a very tall team, and it looks like shooting practice out there. I'm not going to lie. The reason why they're not blowing us out more, I'm going to tell you why, is because they're genuinely missing their shots. It's not like we're doing anything really on the contest. We got three guys running out to contest one person. It's a little bit of a mess, man. It's unfortunate. But, you know... Like Stevie said, it's not over. I think it's done. I think it's a done deal. Respectfully, though, I'm not mad about it. You know, because you know,
I still believe.
That's cool.
To an extent.
I respect it, man. You know what? And you know what? Stevie gives me hope. You know, when Stevie has hope, I have hope. When you guys hope, you know, and even if you guys hope, but you know, at the same time, I'm kind of a realist. You know, and coming, and I played ball, so I know there's more to just the series and a chance. You can tell the way the game is flowing. Everything Miami does is easy as hell. They get to the paint, they get their three-point shots. It's practice. Everything the Knicks do, it is a freaking struggle. It takes us at least 7 possessions to score 1 basket. Takes Miami 2 max. And it's usually a 3.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, when you look at the way things are going, you know, yes, there's a chance for them to make the adjustment. But I feel like once we make that adjustment, Spoelstra is just going to make that adjustment. And it's just going to, you know what I mean? So,
how it is. At least that's what it's looking like so far.
That's what it's looking like so far. So, listen, I got to keep it a buck. It may not be the popular opinion. Because I know we got a lot of passionate fans which you should be enjoying, by the way. I'm not saying you're not enjoying this moment. We should be enjoying the fact that we are in the second round.
Oh, yeah, bro. I'm very happy to be here. Personally speaking, I don't know about anybody else.
Yes, but overall, I think we are outmatched.
I don't think we're outmatched. We're being outcoached, in all honesty. Because really think about their talent, bro. It's Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Buckets, Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's not there. And everybody else is like good defenders, good shooters. That's their talent compared to our talent. We have a more talented team. They're just better coached.
I agree. I feel like their assets are being utilized more.
Spoelstra's a guy, and as you said, the Heat organization are guys who bring the best out of the worst. You know what I mean? They'll take a nobody and be like, all right, what could you do? All right, you can shoot. That's all you got to do. You shoot. And it turns out he's a good shooter.
Dude, look at that.
Bring that out of people. Tim is the kind of guy that he builds culture. It takes time to build it.
And listen, we're building it. Second round.
Yeah, exactly. You know? We're building. But like, he's not like Spoelstra. They're two different guys.
They're like positive and negative.
Yeah, Tibbs can't bring the best out of the worst. That's not his strength.
You gotta have talent.
I'm not saying he's not a good developer. He can't develop players, but he can't bring the best out of the worst. Not like the Heat organization or Spoelstra could.
I could agree to that. And you could like look at next time we play, really look at their offense. They utilize backdoor screens. They utilize off-ball screens to get their shooters open. They utilize their strengths. If I was the Knicks to utilize our strength, I would do like I said. If they're playing a 3-2, usually you always want to flash middle. The middle is what collapses the zone. It's up to the guys to hit the shots, dude. That's literally what the zone is. You know, it's really easy because you can't force it. You could force the issue. You can. It's possible. We are strong. Possibility to get injured is there, you know, because it's so packed. So you're risking that. You're risking a bad shot because they're not calling fouls. So you're risking just pain, not even getting anything out of it. So, dude, you get the ball in the middle. Everybody flashes, bro. There was times Butler let people shoot. It was disgusting, dude. I'm not gonna lie. There was times when Butler just dead ashes did like a little head fake, not even a contest, bro. We were just missing shots, dude, and that's. As long as we do that, that zone's going to sit there and do nothing. Yeah, that
zone. We got no chance. We don't hit our shots, bro.
That zone's going to sit there and do nothing. So honestly, there's nothing they can do, bro. It all comes down to their skill level, man. Hit the shot, dude. Hit the shot. Because they're zoning. They're giving you the three. They're literally giving you the three.
So you're saying the keys for the next game, we just have to hit our shots.
Bro, look what Barrett did. 5-9 from three. What happened was his shooting put Spoelstra in a position to make a business decision. He said, do I continue to zone and let this kid continue to cook, or do I go one-on-one on him? So they had to spread it out, and now it became our game. So we played their game and turned it into our game. Now, that's that game in Miami, what happened was we could not get anything going, so therefore, we could not break the zone. So, you know, we gotta hit the shots, dude. Gotta hit the shots. Quentin Grimes, gotta hit the shot. Manu Quickly, gotta hit the shot.
That's RJ Barrett. Plays, bro. That's if he gotta plays.
No, I'm just saying in general. Okay. You know, right. Last game with dude, he shot a half court shot. I wanted to pull him by his braids, dude. Like,
oh man,
like, what's going on, man?
I think the key for next game, bro, is not just hitting the shots, but taking good shots. Because we've taken so many bad shots this series. So many unnecessarily bad shots. Like, it's annoying.
Dude, I should make a t-shirt of it, bro. I'm going to emphasize it. Play our ball, Stevie. That's it,
you know,
man.
You know what I'm going to do next game? I'm going to count the bad shots. I'm going to do it.
Well, like, if they're contested or just not necessary.
All right, what constitutes a bad shot? All right, let's put it out there.
A rush,
no, we're going to put it out there since I said it. Since I said I'm going to count it. A bad shot is going to be...
not squared up.
All right. I'll give you an example of a bad shot. One example. If you're bringing the ball down and only like 5 seconds of the 24-second shot clock have passed and you fire a three and there's nobody under the basket to rebound. Bad shot.
Okay.
The whole NBA does that. But specifically, I'm going to count it for this game. Not just that. There's other examples. But when I count them, I'll explain why they're bad shots. Why they're bad shots.
Yeah, it could range from anything from, like, no pass. Like, if like Brunson likes to do this a lot. He likes to come half court and do his little iso, jab step, and then shoot without passing the ball. You can't do that. Everybody has to touch the ball. You know, we have a bunch of guys and we got to use them. Like, I get that's another thing too. They're falling in love. Our top guns are falling in love with the ISO ball, and that's not going to work with a zone because guess what, Stevie? You got to shoot out of it. So, you know, they're forcing the issue and making it hard for themselves. And, you know, so if no one steps up to the play on the shooting aspect of things, we will find ourselves in Cancun catching a tan. Or in Miami, wherever they might be. So Stevie, I guess that's what I'm looking for in next game, man. We gotta intensity and shooting. We gotta bump those two things up. What about
shot selection? And I'm curious to see, bro. Again, depending on quickly status, is Rose or Deuce gonna be the next man up, or are Rose and Deuce gonna be the next man up? I'm curious to see how that's going to go and what role they may play.
That'd be dope. So real quick, we got a list, right? So who would you put on your list to so far? Who showed up? Who hasn't showed up?
Who showed up for this round? RJ Barrett off rip.
Yes.
And Josh Hart. Josh Hart saved our ass a few times. Hart has definitely showed up.
I'll put RJ... I got RJ, Josh Hart, Hartenstein.
Mitchell Robinson. iHeart. Big shout out to iHeart, by the way.
And Mitchell Robinson. I got Mitchell Robinson on there. Mitchell Robinson's stat line won't tell you the whole story. Mitchell Robinson's hustle and presence have been more than enough for us this entire season. I'm so proud of him. He's definitely upped his game, especially from the Cleveland series. I mean, he completely dominated. Jared Allen, and I think he's doing a pretty good job with Bam Adebayo. He hasn't really been going off until the last game, you know.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Bam Adebayo had a good game last game, but prior to that, he was kind of quiet.
He's kind of quiet, you know. So, you know, big props to Mitch Robinson, our big man, really stopping them. As for everybody else, Randall's like in the middle. He's in, like you said, he's in and out.
Yeah, I can't give him props this series, bro.
Yeah,
I can't. Okay. I'm not gonna badmouth him, but I'm not gonna give him props.
All right, so we'll put Julius Randle, Emmanuel Quickly, Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson, I'll give more props than any of the ones you mentioned because again, he did save us in game two, so he's 50-50.
Quentin Grimes,
he has definitely not showed up, at least offensively. Defensively, the presence is there, but. You can't really say he's been impactful, in all honesty.
Obi Toppin.
He had a good game one. After that, though, it's been quiet.
So, as you can see from that list, we got a lot more quiet than a lot more loud. So, that's got to change. If that doesn't change, Cancun, I'm telling you, Cancun. It will be waiting for us. Take some shots of tequila, Stevie.
Oh, no, I won't be doing that. I'm not a tequila guy.
Not after last time, no.
Yeah.
That's right. No, that was the last time. We can't do that.
I only did that because y'all bought it and I was like, you know what? I don't want to feel left out. I should have felt left out.
Don't worry, bro. You enjoyed yourself. We got it. We had fun.
Oh, yeah. That was a blast.
We had fun. But listen, hopefully we come to y'all next week with some good news.
Hopefully we're not out the playoffs. Matter of fact, wait a minute. Would it next Sunday be game 7? Should it go there? About to check that out right now.
Before we leave,
I'm about to check that out right now.
The way the schedules be looking, they be changing sometimes. I don't know.
Let's see.
Why would I open my phone? The first thing I see is Quentin Grimes in a jail cell.
Oh my God.
Look at it. I don't know if you
can see. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so we got the Heat tomorrow. We're at Miami tomorrow. They're in the Garden Wednesday.
Bro, listen, we have Evan Fournier on the bench, man. And we're struggling with threes. I say put the man in, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I say Oh, his connection. No, Stevie. All
right, I guess we got to wrap it up.
Nah, you go. You go. You back. You back to the living. But yeah, listen. I say we let Evan Fournier. I say we let him play. If all else, if we go into the game and nothing is working,
well, we do need threes. I can't lie. We do need threes. I'll be honest. Evan Fournier might help.
Just throw him in there for a little, you know what I mean, a little something. Like, yo, bro, we need a bucket. Go ahead. Go shoot a three. Like Duncan Robinson.
He is a veteran.
If the Heat can go
and
put
in. He is a veteran, so he's been here before.
If the Heat can put in Duncan Robinson, we can put in Evan Fournier. Would you agree?
True. But Duncan Robinson's a way better shooter than Fournier.
Still, though, you know, like, they can guard each other. They're both equally, you know, just plain.
True.
So, listen, Tibbs, it's up to you, my man. This concludes episode 99, my friends. I hope everybody. So, what was the schedule looking like? What was that? What was that shit looking like?
Monday would be game 7. I don't know why the NBA did that. Again, they didn't think that through. Next Sunday's Mother's Day.
Ooh. Damn.
NBA didn't think that one through. You know how much ratings that would have bought on a Sunday afternoon?
They folded.
Have me in charge of the NBA, bro.
How are you?
Have me in charge of the NBA.
Yeah, you think it'd be good
I'll
for
have
real?
This, I'll have all... Yeah. I wouldn't have messed this one up. Nick Heat game 7 and you put that on a Monday night?
So maybe it's like copyright issues or something. I don't know. Maybe it's not as profitable as we think. Who knows?
I guess.
Shout out to Nick's Anonymous family. We love you guys. We are the people's voice. And we are nothing without the people.
And we are nothing without the people.
Oh, man. He is lagging hard. All right. We got it, Nick's Anonymous family.